It's Friday, July 15th, 2022, and welcome to this special edition of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler, and I'm getting a bit of a break this week because we're turning the proceedings over to our historian in residence, Dennis Evanosky. You know Dennis as the host of our popular walking history tours, and this month is no exception. We've had a great response already to Alameda's innovative streetcars. And we're going to have Dennis talk to us about what exactly led to the creation of Alameda's first public transit system. Take it away, Dennis.
What happens here is an evolution between having absolutely no transportation available whatsoever to people in Alameda to having a horse car line that began running in 1875 across a pretty brand new Webster Street Bridge in Oakland from their train station at 7th and Broadway. And the train ran up to Webster, and at the time, however, it had to run across the marshland, and the street was called Euclid Street, but over time it became known as Webster Street to match the name of the street in Oakland, and it took a left on Santa Clara, and its final destination was the resort at Fosking's Hotel. And the Fosking family was involved in bringing this streetcar, horse car to Alameda to bring people, patrons, to not only to enjoy the park and the hotel, but to have a look around and see if they might be interested in buying some of the real estate.
Public transportation with true horsepower. What did that really look like?
Yeah, the horse cars that ran here in Alameda were very small deals. They were pulled by one horse. And Alameda was flat. There was no need to worry about hills or anything like that. And what they did was they came in here and they laid track 3 feet apart, actually 3.5 feet, 42 inches apart. And that was because that's simply how wide the cars that were built, that's how wide they built them. The wheels were 42 inches apart. The fastest they wanted the horses to go was 5 miles an hour. So they pretty much set their own speed limit at 5 miles an hour, or maybe 6 miles an hour, which is pretty slow. But that's what the horse could stand. And these horses were stronger horses. They didn't just buy any horse. They were stronger horses, but they could only stand to remain healthy to do about 12 miles a day. So every 12 miles or so, they would have to replace the horse with another horse.
As you can imagine, the horse car lines were just part of an overall bigger picture.
They being the Alameda, Oakland, and Piedmont Railroad, they had plans to build other lines. They had the idea to bring a streetcar from the Central Pacific Railroad station at Park Street, where the trains entered Alameda on today's Tilden Way. And they wanted to bring traffic over to High Street because they were interested again in with real estate and real estate sales. And they went up Park Street to what was then called Harrison Avenue, which is now our Central Avenue, and made a left on Central, and then made another left onto High Street, and ended up in a car barn, which is now at Santa Clara and High Street. And the idea there was to lure people out that way on the east end to develop the property. And then the third line they built came a little bit later in the 1890s when the horse cars were almost extinct. But they did build another line because there was another railroad station that was built out on what is now 12th Avenue. It was called Washington Street at the time in Oakland, right near the cotton mills. The cotton mills had opened in 1883. And if you go on 23rd Avenue today across the Park Street Bridge, you would be on the horse car line that took people out to that train station, which was right next to the cotton mills. So the folks who worked at the cotton mills would use that streetcar line, and then the folks could also catch a train into Oakland on that line. So two of the lines that were built, two of the horse car lines that were built, they connected railroad stations, one in Oakland at 7th and Broadway, and the other in Alameda at what is now Tilden Way and Lincoln. And they connected those the ridership from the railroad into under the horse car lines, which would take people through Alameda.
There was a larger vision for moving people around our island city, but things don't always work out the way we plan.
They had bigger plans. It kind of looks a little bit halfway done when you look at some of these things on the map, because they were halfway done. They really didn't, they weren't able to finish their plans through. The big thing that happened was the lines became electrified, which we'll talk about next week. This got very expensive, and at almost the same time, the economy fell apart, and there was a depression that started, depending on where you were in the United States, 1892, and stretched to 1895 or 1896. And by the time this had all worked itself out, Theodore Meets, who owned the Alameda-Oakland and Piedmont line, simply sold the line to another group of men who then electrified the line.
The story of Alameda's innovative streetcars includes a cast of characters from the local to the internationally famous.
Two men, one Fosking, and the other was Theodore Meets himself, and these were people who were in tune with the idea of how, not so much, yes, we want to build a horse car line, but they knew how to do it. They had the money behind them. Another thing about these people, another man behind this was Walter Blair. Walter Blair had Blair's Park up in Piedmont. The name of the railroad was Alameda Oakland Piedmont, because one of the things, the idea was to connect two parks. The Fosking's Park in Alameda with Blair's Park, which is a much bigger, more attractive park up in what is now Piedmont. Piedmont wasn't known at the time for its wealth. It was known for the park. So you have Walter Blair and Theodore Meets together with Louis Fosking and a couple of other men. And they were interested in developing the rail business. But at the same time, you had the problem with the Depression coming in 1892, 1893, and the idea of a man named Frank Sprague. He perfected the idea of having a near perfect running electric streetcar line. He did it in Richmond, Virginia, and he got into a fight with Thomas Edison. And Thomas Edison and his friend started General Electric. And when you look at the lines that actually ran in this area, in the Bay Area, they were mostly, the motors were done by General Electric. So it looks like that Edison and his friends won out. What was invented was not the streetcar, but the motor that could properly run on electricity, and the electricity was fed into the streetcar on an overhead line. And it was grounded by the fact that the streetcar was on the steel rails. That grounded the electricity. And these lines lasted quite some time. 1893, the Southern Pacific Railroad also owned two railroad lines in Alameda. One was their own line that came in here first in 1864, and then was sold to them by A.A. Cohen, and the second one was a smaller railroad line called the South Pacific Coast Railroad. Southern Pacific bought both those lines up, and those lines were ruined by the earthquake, because there were rails that went across trestles over the marshland. There were bridges, especially with the one line. There were tunnels that went through the Santa Cruz Mountains. And the earthquake destroyed all this, but instead of giving up on the railroad lines, the Southern Pacific not only decided to run an upscale passenger line, but to make it the model for the West Coast. And Alameda was very lucky in that the Central Pacific Railroad decided to do this. And then in 1911, the big reds began running, but the cars weren't red, the cars were green. And people complained they couldn't see them. So I always think halfway for a joke, they painted all the cars a bright cherry red. So they were very, very visible, and they became known as the Big Reds. And then they ran in Alameda up until 1942. They stopped running in 1942, and that was pretty much the end of rail service here, except for freight service.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of the Alameda Postcast. If you'd like to get in on one of our walking history tours, just visit alamedapost.com/tours and sign up and see what Dennis has in store next. I'm your host, Scott Peeler, and I'll be back next week with our regular format news digest of the Alameda Postcast.